It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 524.
What's happening, guys? What's going on? We're back in Melbourne.
Mm-hmm. Do I sound different?
Less planes flying over your head.
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like when you took the flight, I feel like you had a bit of sinusy issues off the back.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still coming down off the trip.
Mm-hmm.
It's always annoying when you get a bit sick after a after a solid, fun trip.
Did you have what's the thing that everyone has?
What is it? Ebola?
No.
That was big.
That was a big one. No, I was thinking more like taking the thing.
Oh, melatonin.
It's not even melatonin. What is it? Candy hurts as well. Candy, do you know that it's the
you got to explain it.
Wait, are you talking about the illness or are you talking about the solution to the illness?
It's a solution. All the, like, if you're on a shoot or whatever, everyone gives you this stuff.
Oh,
Armor
steroids?
Armor Force.
Oh. The other thing about Armor Force, that it's now hidden like behind the pharmacist's wall.
Really?
Because I think it's so expensive. People steal this shit. It's like $59 or something. A container of 50 pills.
I've actually got some in my bag.
Really?
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Super rich.
So we're back in the studio. We've got a little audience here. We've got Candy Hertz, who I used to co-host Shepherd and Breakfast with. I did radio.
Yeah, were you on Shepherd and Radio?
It's a running joke now, Candy, that I say, oh, did you know? I'm not sure if you know, but I was on radio and Shepherd.
Did you talk about it all the time?
Nah, not much.
Yeah. It's his only reference point of life.
But you were one of my co-hosts, along with Stacey June. She's actually on the show next week.
Oh, great.
So, you came in first. And so you've got a few friends here.
Yes, we've got a couple of students from Collards who are doing audio storytelling. Hello to Rowan and to Matt, who came along today learn a little bit about podcasting.
You can pick up the microphone.
Hi, Rowan.
That's Rowan. Rowan, what's your favourite podcast?
This one.
That's nice. What is a second favourite?
I like Jonathan Van Ness.
Oh, yeah.
His podcast.
He's great.
Yeah.
What's it called?
I think it's called Getting Curious.
Yeah. Okay. He's the guy from Queer Eye, long hair.
Oh, yep.
Very cool.
And what about you, Matt?
I think my favourite one is Switched On Pop. So that pop music one?
I wonder how they do that with licensing.
Yeah, me too. I was wondering that actually. Yeah.
Who runs $0 from it?
No, well, even if you made zero, I think there's like all this work on they're trying to make licensing easier for podcasts, because at the moment we don't use any music, commercial music or anything like that.
Well, it's the Wild Wild West. But as soon as they crack down, then everyone who did just be absolute cowboys get screwed.
Well, Ash Williams, who's got a podcast.
Does he now?
Yeah, Ash is great. And he's very loose, but he's part of Acast, I think it is, and he got an email from their lawyer saying, can you stop playing music at the end of your podcast?
It might be that they don't play the whole song at any point. They just play snippets. Maybe you're allergic to snippets.
There's in the US they have something called, what is it called?
Free use.
Fair use. So it's a fair use copyright thing, which means you can use bits and snippets out of things. Yeah. We don't have that in Australia, so we can still get in trouble. Anyway.
It's Fat Friday. Which I want to get to soon. I've been out to Shoppo. The reason I was at Shoppo, which is a local shopping centre. Who called it Shoppo? I was wondering, where did that nickname come from? Doncaster Shopping Centre?
Yeah, it was definitely Doncaster Shopping. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Shoppo, is it just, it's abbreviated?
Well, I think 97. Do you know where Shoppo came from?
Some bogan.
No, it would have, well, people call it Donny.
Donny.
Mm-hmm. Shoppo.
What else?
I mean, I call it the mall.
Yeah, but you're from New Zealand.
Kiwis.
Yeah. Oh, mate.
It's definitely a Kiwi thing.
Candy, do you remember we did the mall versus mall, or, you know, the Maud Street mall?
Yeah, there's a lot of interesting things in Shep.
It's not a mall.
It was just a bit of a street.
It's a blocked off street, so you can't drive
down. Was it a phoner?
It was a full 7 week intensive arc. Got to fill air somehow. I'll get to that. But I went to Shoppo yesterday because my phone, so I checked emails in the morning and then all of a sudden I couldn't open my phone. It was the death of me. I couldn't fucking get into it at all. Like, phone calls are coming through, couldn't answer it. So my swipe screen had completely gone.
And when you told me this, I was like, I'm 99% sure I'll be able to fix this.
Yeah.
And so I said, I'll give it here. And I did a reset thing and it like turned on. I was like, oh, here we go. I've already fixed it. I was so happy with myself.
Switch it on, switch it off.
Yeah, exactly.
Mate, but I'd done everything. So the iPhone X, you have to do some up, down, hold.
Yeah, it's a very weird, it's a little dance on your phone.
And then, it was completely cooked. I'd done it before. I'd fixed it that way, Josh. And so I had to take it in. Luckily, I got an appointment. Mm-hmm. And so, but I took it to them at 3 p.m.
Apple Genius Bar.
That was yesterday. And they said to me, Yeah, so you're going to have to leave it with us. When did you last back it up? Handy hint, I didn't know when I'd last backed up my phone to my iCloud. You can sign in on web and check that device at the exact time it took all your data last time. So last night. So it was like if I was to lose anything, it wouldn't have been bad because I had a backup from 12 a.m. or something. Anyway, they said to me, you have to leave it with us. And I said, so what am I going to do? Be phoneless? And she said, the only solution she gave me was buy a phone. Seriously? We have a 14-day return policy and then just return it tomorrow.
Absolutely not.
I mean, I'm not that afraid of admin like you, but I said too much admin.
Yeah.
Way too much.
That's ridiculous.
And I have to spend the cash.
We have to keep the – I reckon I would end up fucking it up and throwing out the box. And then, sorry, you can't return it.
She literally – her words were, you can buy a burner. It's like, really? Babe, that's not a burner. That's a fucking $700 iPhone. Even the – what's the cheapest iPhone you can buy?
Yeah, that's not – you're not getting anything for that.
Grand. An iPhone 4. Yeah, exactly. So anyway, I was naked last night. I had no phone. And I was by myself. My wife went out for dinner. And so I had to go pick up Bodhi.
Did it make things hard?
Well, it made – so there's the first panic was Bodhi likes to listen to Paw Patrol in the car, Catboy in the car, and we can't listen to Catboy. And so I went to pick him up at like 6 p.m. And luckily he hadn't slept – well, it could have been unlucky because he hadn't slept all day, so he didn't have a nap.
Is that a good thing?
He could have been absolutely wild or he could have been the loveliest little sweet boy. And he was a sweet, sweet boy.
Oh, that's good.
And so I said to him, I just told him, Daddy's phone's broken. I don't have it, so we can't. And he said, oh. And he was really empathetic about, oh, sorry, Daddy, or something like that. It was beautiful. And so we had a really lovely night with no phone. But I really enjoyed it. I woke up.
Got to bed at 7?
No, I got to bed. Yeah, I got to bed a little later. But I didn't have an alarm.
Do you know what time it was?
Well, I don't know. Oh, no, I was on my computer. Okay. The wake up bit, though. I didn't know what time it was because I didn't have an alarm for waking up. Yeah. This is where
Amy come home?
No, Amy was out
all night. She stayed somewhere.
She stayed.
She was loose. She was posting Insta stories.
Yeah.
She's like, I know you'll never see them. Yeah. So
she posted this Insta story.
Mama's
out on the town tonight. And I just wrote back to her and said, Mama's going to have a sore head tomorrow.
She was
with Bodhi's godfather, her best mate from Sydney. And so they had a nice apartment in the city. And it's not an affair. It's not an affair.
It's so good. Your phone stopped working. It sounds like an absolute nightmare in regards to
anyway,
to
so it was lovely. But I was thinking, I'm already at that point now. How many days until the end of the year? It's like 30. It's like 36 or so, I don't know, something like that. I'm already at the point now where I'm like
41.
Starting to go, I'll start that in January. You know, it's like the almost.
Excuse.
Yeah.
I've got the excuse. It's like, that's when I'll save
you. You only started that now. I reckon probably.
Jan 2 for you?
No. Seriously, probably July 1.
July 1, what you
I
were
was
like.
July 1. I was like, okay, new financial year. Nah, not right. I'll do it. But I think I'm starting to sort of slowly move into things. So I'm trialing certain things with the idea that it could potentially be a New Year's resolution.
Well, one that I was thinking for next year, 41 days away, was around the phone stuff. And so like just removing the phone. Because I think it's like I've tried the old I'll stop using apps. Like Matt Diavella, when we were at his place, he's like I'll share this on my Insta stories. He's like, I'll have to download. He had to download Insta stories. Oh. So he had to download Instagram because he deletes it off his phone. That's a solid effort.
It's a lot of work.
And so the removing of the phone is a different thing. And I was thinking for next year, there's a bunch of stuff that I want to implement, which we can get to in the next 41 days. I'll still make up my mind about what rules I want to put in place.
You cut out alcohol this year.
Cut out alcohol.
Still out?
Yeah. Zero drinks.
Yeah. Even when we were at EPLP in Los Angeles.
I just wanted to launch.
Did you really?
Yeah, I really did. I was just sniffing it. He gave us some nice French champagne. Thanks, Grant.
Oh, Tommy.
I was just sniffing it. But it wasn't that bad. Like these guys were drunk.
Yeah.
And
well done, because apparently that's not normal.
Yeah, no, it's not normal.
For these boys, yeah. So, I don't know. I'm thinking, I don't know. I need another rule. Is it true?
Because you said to me a week ago, you said I'm thinking about next year being about moderation, so having one drink a night.
Yeah, one drink a night for 365 days. Well, I wonder what – I would like to see – because I've leant into the sobriety thing, so the removal completely. But I want to – and then I've like – I don't know if it is the removal of the substance that makes you more conscious and aware of your mental state, so your mental health. And I don't know if I'm more aware of my anxieties or, you know, the feelings that I'm experiencing daily that was just being masked before. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if it's like, what am I trying to say?
I don't know if it's actually created that for you or whether it was just masking it.
And so I don't know, am I actually better having a few drinks?
A bit of numbing is good.
Well, like if it's not completely sort of, you know, flat out alcoholism, like, you know, every night drunk, I wonder what that looks like.
Yeah.
Candy, we used to drink back in Shep. We had a few big nights out. Whoa!
Just a couple.
Jeez.
Just a couple. I love that question. And it's a really, like, the question is, like, does alcohol just make you maybe a bit looser and a bit more comfortable to just relax into yourself a bit more? Or is it bringing out a different version of you that's already in there? It just needs to be released. Like, it's hard to know what it is. I still have nights out. Like, I'm definitely still in that phase. And like there's stuff that I think and say when I'm drinking that I don't know if I definitely think it or not when I'm not.
Yeah.
Do you like it the next day? Do you feel
like – depends on how many drinks are involved. If it was too many drinks, then no, of course not. Like it's an awful feeling. If it was a nice night out, I love the social aspect of it more so than what the alcohol does to me, I think. So in theory I could be sipping on – like just the soda and lime part of it all night, but there is also something fun about the social element of drinking.
Well, and then Conspiracy Jimmy said, you know, correlation doesn't equal causation. So it could be, you know, me thinking I'm better off without alcohol. Does that equal a greater consistency of happiness?
Yeah. I mean, 97 and I went to Pete Shepherd's 30th birthday, surprise birthday. Yeah.
You've come as Pete today.
Yeah, I'm wearing those glasses.
It's amazing how you shift your glasses and it's so noticeable instantly to someone around you. Because I think your other glasses make you look like you don't have glasses on because there's no
rim.
What
do you think? Do you like these ones?
I actually like your other ones.
Okay.
But they're kind of cool. They're very like, hey, look at me wearing glasses. That's me. I'm that guy.
How ironic, because they're clear.
they are.
They're clear, but they're very, like, compared to your Steve Jobsies.
Yeah,
Steve Jobsies. You know, they're
I even had a wine at the 30th, and 97 reckons I took one sip, and he reckons that it affected me.
You're a better bloke.
Yeah. He was more talkative. He was up and about. He was trying to organise a photo.
Yeah.
There was a massive group photo that we were trying to take.
But you take that?
No.
But
I
said, attention, everyone. Attention. I
mean, coordinate, micromanage.
Yeah. We got it happening.
Yeah.
But do you think that I should maybe have a drink every time I go out?
Maybe not every time. I think you do loosen up a lot.
Yeah.
Like you're just a bit more talkative, maybe a bit funnier. You're just a bit loose. You.
Well, I'm trying to experiment. I actually, for the the night after, I asked Bree, I'm like, oh, do you want to, we'll have some red wine. It's like, oh, I don't feel like it tonight or whatever. And I was like, I'm going to have some anyway. And then I was like, controlled environment, experiment, never finished a bottle before.
Did you?
What night was this? Yeah,
so this was Sunday. And so I had the whole bottle. And then the thing was that 97 and I had to, I've never had that amount before. Woke up in the morning and I just sort of had this slight panic because we were driving to Geelong. I was like, definitely not over, but I just had that moment of like, I don't know my body that well. If I was over and got fucking RBT and I've got 97 in the car, could you smell alcohol on me?
No, I couldn't. No.
Okay. Absolute disaster.
I was a little bit paranoid about it. Just like, it's not a good look.
No, I had no idea.
Okay.
Where does the no drinking come from?
I don't know. A lot of people ask me, because they're expecting some form of like sort of dark, you know, everyone's got like a dark story of like someone in their family.
Oh, but you're quite uptight. And so that, like in general, and then you just, like, yeah. I get it. But so now you've sort of experienced it and you're like, oh, this is actually not that bad.
Well, I was a fat kid and so I was obsessed with calories and stuff. And so then it was like, oh, I just didn't need it. But also I didn't like the social situation, like the settings of like, what do they call it? When you would-
Social anxiety?
No. When you hang out with friends, they called them something specific. They're not parties.
Gatherings.
Who says that? Going, yeah,
guys, as a kid, it was like, oh, we're having a gathering.
Oh.
Yeah.
And so I would sometimes get to go to the gatherings, but mostly not. But anyway, so that was an interesting experience. Mm.
I mean, if you don't like being in those social environments and you're not going to sit at home and drink by yourself, which is a very positive thing, then when else would you drink?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm inspired by Matt Diavella and his sort of tests that he does. Mm-hmm. This has been a long test.
Yeah. Well, you've also not done porn. Are you going to do porn once a day?
No, I'm not going to do it. I've quit porn.
How addicted were you?
No, that's a problem. Everyone thinks you're addicted when you say you quit.
A long neck and porn hub just every night.
I haven't watched porn in a while. May as well stop watching porn completely. And so I was like, yeah. I think you grow up watching porn as a young man. A lot of young, you know, like that's what shit you'd talk about with the boys when you're 13, woof, woof. 14.
Yeah. What? When you're 13, you watch porn?
Yeah.
I would have watched porn when I was 8.
I do not understand boys.
Yeah.
Or 9, I reckon. For the first time.
I remember primary school, they didn't have filters and it became a problem, like internet filters, because it's just like you just type in, you know, S-E-X search.
Yeah, .com. And so that's .com. Yeah. Rotten.com. No, yeah. I think these are all patterns. And so the drinking from when I was 13, when I first started, you develop a pattern.
Yeah.
Porn, you develop a pattern. All these things, it's like you got to break the cycle to then form if you want to enter that world again. So I'm not saying porn's bad for everybody, but maybe I think it helped. I think it definitely helped my relationship sort of like you see the immediate effects when you stop doing it for a short period of time. You're like actually more attracted just because you're getting stimulation from something other than the person that you're with, right?
And you've got an hour extra a day to do other stuff.
Hey, it wasn't that bad. Wasn't that at all. Okay. They don't make it out like that. But next year, so what I'm saying is no porn, but I don't know. I'll work out the drinking thing.
Were there any scenarios this year that you kind of were like, I just really want to be drinking?
Oh, no, because I'm pretty strict on myself when I decided on something.
Yeah.
And so as much as out with you guys, I was just like, oh, I'd love to have this fun with you boys.
But that was one, like that's one time. That's did one. You, did and you then avoid so, going out is kind of my
one Yeah, question. I reckon there was you definitely – I haven't gone out as much. What I've actually thought about is like we've been doing this, the business and the podcast. Mm-hmm. It's taken up a lot of our time this year.
Yes.
Focusing on friendship is something I want to do more of next year. And I think it actually is connected to the social lubricant. It's not that I can't socialize without alcohol, but it's like one of my favorite things to do is drink beers with my best mate, Jimmy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we can just sit there quality. For hours. And it's not like I love him when I'm sober. I love him when I'm pissed. Mm-hmm. We just have so much fun when we're doing it. And it brought us together. And now we've got kids, you know, same age. So we hang out that stuff. But there is definitely something that I'm missing in terms of the social setting that is around the alcohol. So it's like
because all of my friends that have quit over the years then stop going out.
Yeah.
So I wonder, is that a positive then? Like if part of the reason you're quitting is because you want to, you know, work on your mental health and things like that, but then you're disconnecting from your friendship groups, then do you have to reform new groups or can you find a way to still do that just without the alcohol?
Well, it's a long journey. So we've done a year off and then I'll see.
So now you're going to start next year. So does that mean you have December off from friends still?
No, it's not December. I haven't made out with friends. I haven't done that at all.
Will Conspiracy Jimmy see you before the end of the year?
we speak on Telegram. No. We will, definitely. But I don't know, Christmas parties and there's definitely, it's a hard one to navigate. Everyone's on their own journey.
Mm-hmm. 97, what do you normally do for Christmas?
Don't believe in it.
No, We usually just, we've got a fake tree. So mum, when you're the one that Ellen DeGeneres has, she's got like a brand that sponsors her or whatever.
What does that mean?
Well, she's just like in her studio, she's got a fake Christmas tree. And so mum saw it on Ellen DeGeneres or something and she got a tree. So we don't get it. I'm not sure. We don't actually get one of the proper trees anymore because dad used to get a bunch of irritation, but we just hang out as a family and then call family back in New Zealand, wish them Merry Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's nice. So this tree, No, I'm just curious. Is it getting sent?
Must get shipped on like Amazon.
Yeah, is that like where is it coming from?
I'm Amy curious. Wants a real one. She's getting a real one for us.
Well, Bulleen life, you can do it.
Yes, suburb life.
Are you going to do a
Doesn't it like make a heck of a lot of a mess?
Yeah.
Well, Candy's you're Jewish. Yeah. Do you celebrate? I can't remember.
Some Jewish people do.
Oh, I've got a lot of Jew mates that fucking love the party.
Get around
I'm
it.
Happy to definitely go to every Christmas party I'm invited to. Okay,
so that's it, the party thing. It's just
I'm happy to accept presents if people want to give me some, I don't know. I never know what to do with, like if I'm dating someone or something. Yeah. I'm like, oh, it's important to you. I'll buy presents for you. And then I find it awkward when they buy me a present.
I tell you what, the Jews have a lot more parties.
Yeah. We do, but can I say we don't have something. Yes, technically we have Chanukah, which is like this eight-day thing where in theory you get a present every day. I've never celebrated that.
Yeah.
Really? My parents tapped out on that one, unfortunately. But I don't actually know many people that do. So I think we really miss out on the you get a big present for your birthday and then you can get another big present for Christmas.
Yeah,
we miss out on the second big present. Mm. It's really annoying.
It's upsetting. Mm. I mean, when I was growing up, I wanted to be Chinese.
What? Because the money?
For the red envelope.
Red envelope.
It's just like, what? You don't have to
we
do anything.
We get a red envelope for our wedding from Amy's friend who's Chinese.
That's perfect.
And so I was like, fucking.
I do like it. Just cash.
Yeah.
Just cash money.
It feels more exciting in the envelope, though.
Yeah, definitely. Maybe like I'll get some red. Maybe that's what I'll do for Christmas this
red
year.
Red envelopes.
For you guys.
Get the scratchies in them.
Scratchies are great.
You don't know how to run a scratchy.
Anyway. We did scratchies when we were in the States and they were so confusing. Mate, they're different here. Just scratchy.
I don't understand the big ones. The ones that are like a $10 one where you have to, if you match this and then that, and then you get three cats and then
enough time on the hand.
Well, 97 asked when they're announcing the winners. I'm like, mate, it's not how it fucking works.
That's a lot of it, bro.
An update on the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
So you can get one for 2 meters for a grand.
2 meters high.
High, 2 meters high.
That's taller than me.
Yeah, but that's what you want.
It's true.
If you want to go all out, you can get one for 3.5 meters and 2 meters wide for $3,000.
Whoa! What was the first price?
$1,000.
Your mum spent a grand on a Christmas tree.
US or Aussie dollar?
I have no idea.
Really?
Oh, wait till Rick fucking gets around this.
We've had it for maybe 4 years now.
Okay, so this isn't a recent. Ellen DeGeneres. When is she watching Ellen?
I don't know. She must have just been Googling like.
Yeah, Facebook, mate.
Yeah, she's probably big on Facebook. But I reckon she was probably Googling like Christmas trees or whatever and then something about Ellen DeGeneres pops up.
And what's the brand?
Balsam Hill. B-A-L-S-A-M Hill.
Okay. And what's shipping cost?
Well, it's coming from the US.
Mm-hmm. It's a big package.
If you do the Black Friday deal, you can get free delivery and up to 40% off.
I know a couple of guys that went to high school with, they started a Christmas tree business. They bought a whole heap of shitty
like a
Christmas.
Plant. Like
No. These were like fake from China, like what they are, but probably just the shittest brand.
What about Conspiracy Jimmy had a TV brand?
Oh, yeah.
And they had, I think it was 5 or 10 year warranties, and they couldn't relax. Like they'd finish the business, but they couldn't relax for like years. And they were like, because they were worried that the things were going to fucking break down.
I got a 2 year from today. Warranty on my screen on this phone. So
was that all under warranty, your fix?
Oh,
or it was just their
They always
problem,
show you
so
this is what it would
it.
Have cost and now it's zero. It would have been $450.
For a new screen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's what they said it was going to cost, but
didn't cost
it was under warranty still for somehow. Mate, you shouldn't have to pay a cent. When you buy a phone within a plan, if it's still in plan, you shouldn't pay one cent.
You don't. With all the consumer laws and shit, you're pretty safe.
Dude, Apple, I've never seen it this busy. Whether it's this time of year, there was – so today I went yesterday just chock-a-block.
Mm-hmm. People actually like looking or were they in the Genius
Bar? Nah, it's all help.
Don't forget new products recently just came out.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
So people are excited to play with them. There's the new
– AirPod Pros. I really want them.
And the new
Get
phone.
Those. Get those for Chrissy.
You think I should? You really pushing
buy them for yourself, mate. What else are you doing with your cash?
I was going to buy new ASICs.
They're fine. What's wrong with those?
Wait, do you guys use those?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Can I ask a question about the like it's
makes the wireless
it completely soundproof or whatever it's called?
Oh, the noise cancellation.
Noise cancellation. Yeah. Thank you. Isn't that like really dangerous?
If you get hit by a car,
Is it like seriously you can't hear anything else outside of it?
Well, so yeah, these are the new ones. that have the noise cancellation. I wouldn't put full. You can set apparently the settings.
It's got a transparency thing, so you can turn the dial up or down or whatever, and it changes. Yeah.
Which the old Bose never used to do. I find it disgusting. People that run in closed headphones.
Yeah. What about
like
lifting?
Like just lifting like that and just sweat pouring
out. CrossFit.
No.
What's wrong?
No, no, but it's as in noise cancelling.
Like it's kind of cool, just lifting heavy and with a few noise cancelling. The Rock does it.
Yeah,
he loves his.
He's got his own headphone brand.
Okay, that's why he's doing it.
Yeah. Do you know what's one of the most?
He actually hates him, but he makes a million bucks every time he wears them and puts a photo.
One of the most uncomfortable situations I've ever been in with a pair of headphones. I don't know why I was doing this. I must have been on a plane. I just had my headphones on. I kept them on, going to the toilet, but cutting out that sense of hearing. You actually
use what do you need to hear?
Well, I think you actually need to hear more than what you think because it just sort of threw me off. It's like, what's going on? It's just sort of a bit disorientating.
Will I am. He was wearing some noise cancelling headphones on a
this
flight
feels like
recently.
Shepherd now. What happened?
Yeah,
13, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10.
No, this is Scoopla. Scoopla. So Will I yeah, that was Candy's bit. Do you know about this, Candy? You can take over.
You go.
Will I am, he got an argument with some Qantas staff. Because but like he had his noise cancelling headphones on. Yeah, and the Veronicas came out and said something about it. And now Qantas is saying, we'll help the staff because he defamed by releasing their full name.
The person. Fuck named Will the I am.
No,
fuck him.
Yeah, it's fucked up. He named the person, said this person
was
being racist.
Which, like, it's a big call. Yeah, it's a huge call to someone's names.
But I think without looking at it too much, you'd think that Qantas are pretty adamant that she wasn't being racist if they're willing to back her and help sue Will I Am for defamation.
Yeah.
So you'd think that Qantas wouldn't get behind a racist. You'd
absolutely
hope.
Not.
You fucking hope.
Yeah, that's why I think like that's – I mean, if she was being racist, absolutely call out. The if she asks you to take your noise-canceling headphones off and then you say you're being racist, that's a little bit of a stretch.
Wasn't it in like super VIP seats? Like didn't she – like don't you really kind of accidentally treat people in those seats just a lot nicer?
I think it was a flight between somewhere in Australia. So you can't – like what plane are you – you can only fly business – and they're not even that great a plane. Yeah.
Business domestic is the saddest
thing. Yeah, that's what I mean. So it's not.
Do you use the little rope?
Yeah.
It's just like that's all you're buying is that rope. Sometimes they forget and it's like, oh shit, better put out the rope.
Yeah. No, otherwise they'll get pissed off. That rope is mean because sometimes you're sitting close to the front, you really need the bathroom and there's the cart and you can't get to the back and you want to just use the one that's just there at the rope. You know?
Yeah, but Will I Am won't let you. Yeah. He won't.
Impressive thing. 97, tell Candy the impressive thing about me on flights.
Oh, it doesn't go toilet.
Yeah. I went on the whole flight 14
minutes. No, it was 15 hours, didn't get up once to go toilet.
You should be drinking a lot.
No, you can't drink anything.
If you drink anything, I love how you set up like, this is impressive. Candy, you'll be impressed.
I was impressed by your annoying. No.
But then you're also like, you're severely dehydrated.
But then you hydrate after you go through a sort of.
No, you should be drinking a lot.
Yeah. Literally, like, because before we got on the flight, we went to Bluestone Lane and funny, like, which is an Aussie cafe. And the funny thing was a waitress, she was serving me, like a server, and Tommy asked me to go in and get the coffee. And I was talking to her. I was like, oh, we actually had Nick Stone on the show. And he's, you know.
The founder of Bluestone,
and all that sort of thing. And she was then saying that she's a dietitian and she's from Australia. And she's there for like 8 more months. And then she said, oh, I can give you some tips on what to do like pre-flight. I said, actually, to be honest, I disengage my core and just like don't do anything. I just put headphones. I actually had my mask on the whole time, didn't move it. But the annoying thing was I got in the car and I had this great conversation. I thought, geez, I'm charming. and then I get into the car and I give Tommy the coffee and he'd spoken to her the day before and reeled out the exact same lines about interviewing Nick. So she must have been so confused. Yeah. Or she would have been like, oh, I've gotten the co-host. What is this?
It's a weird thing.
Or maybe she thinks you're like some weird stalker sitting in the corner who listened to that story.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be next level complex.
What is fucking getting real weird is like when shit happens and I watch you and I'm like, I know what I would say in this moment and you actually just step in and say it. So not even on the podcast. This is outside of the podcast. So it could be in a cafe or something. I'm just like.
If you were girls, your periods would be in sync.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. We would be in cycle. Is that what you're saying?
Cycle aligned. Yeah.
Cycle aligned.
Yeah.
Yeah. In Shepparton, there was actually a remember Maz? There was a guy who did the shift after us.
Wasn't he on the? Oh no, he wasn't.
He did the. So he did like the announcing after us.
Yeah.
Solo announcing. We had a P cycle that was identical. That we would just always bump into each other in the toilet. Like every fucking time I went to the toilet, he was there. And I was just like, dudes, our P cycles are fucking.
I guess it makes sense.
We're locked.
So can we talk about, Fat Friday.
So Shoppo was there. And at Shoppo, there's a company. I don't know if, is this worldwide?
Mrs. Fields. No.
Mrs. Fields?
I don't think so.
Cookies.
The other thing that we haven't mentioned is welcome to anyone from Matt Diavella's video that's watching us. But if all these references go over your head, we're sorry.
Yeah.
But this is Mrs. Fields, and Shoppo is in Doncaster, which is a suburb outside of Melbourne.
It's a great shopping centre. It's definitely in Melbourne. So today is Mrs. Fields Cookies, which is specifically a cookie joint, versus Subway, which is not specifically a cookie joint, but they're known for their cookies. So it's a cookie v cookie, and we're going to do a taste test here. This is purely based on which one you like better. Do you like the Subway or the Mrs. Fields? And I did it the wrong way. Do you like the Mrs. Fields or the Subway? Which one do you like better? So there's five of us in this room. Five, six?
How many cookies did you get? Yeah. I'm glad that you probably bought based on the first round of numbers.
Well, you don't need to have a whole cookie. You can have a bite. This guy.
So I haven't had lunch.
This is not lunch.
So you didn't have breakfast, did you?
I'm literally going to take a little bit.
Just my apple.
I was planning for this to be a big blowout. If I get half a fucking cookie, I'm going to be pissed.
Okay, so I've got... I'm just taking a few little bits of each, but I know which one's which. All right, so I've got some Mrs. Fields.
And you are trying to. You said before that you weren't blind test.
We're not blind testing. I'm just know which one's which because I need to tell you. I'm going to taste.
Do you understand
what's going on?
All
we're doing today is having a bite of each and going which one do we like.
Why were you doing
better?
That? But you know which.
Why were you doing that?
Was I?
Like you were. Why? Do you want me not to know which is which?
No, dude.
So you're fine with that.
This is what happens when his blood sugar's low. He just
completely. Do you understand?
Wants to compare quality. He doesn't care if you don't know which one's which. Having said that, though, Tommy, a better way to do a food test is to not know which is which and say, oh, that one tastes better.
Yeah.
Only because if you have a bias, so you think, I already know I love the Subway cookies.
Yeah.
Can I have an all choc one of
today is just a quality test.
Quality test. Which one do you like better?
I mean, the annoying thing is I'm going to have to have the – oh, you've already put them in half. That's fine.
It's so annoying.
All right, here we go.
All right, candy.
So – which one should I try first? Should I try the Mrs. Fields or the Subway?
No, go Subway.
Okay.
Subway first.
I've gone the opposite.
Okay, great.
So I've gone Mrs. Fields. All right, good.
I can already tell what I'm going to like more.
I already know which one I'm going to like.
Okay. So I've gone Mrs. Fields first. Now I'm going Subway. And then we have to make our decision. There's a mic couch, so we'll get the boys on the couch.
All right. So the first one.
Oh, it was. Don't even have to taste it to know.
Have you had both yet?
Yep. I didn't. I knew I didn't have to taste it to know. Look at this texture. Look at this, guys. It's like.
Oh, yeah. So now,
squishy and wet.
So that's what you want.
It's what you want in a cookie?
Mrs. Fields wins by far.
So that's your vote?
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
That's two Mrs. Fields. I'm going to go Subway because I want to be different.
But Mrs. Fields is more cakey.
That's what I'm saying. It's squishy and wet.
Yeah, and that's what you want, squishy and wet.
Yep.
There's the title of the app.
I'm going Subway.
Are you really though? Do you believe that?
Mrs. Fields. Okay, so we got another Mrs. Fields. Three Mrs. Fields versus one Subway.
I'm going to have to say Mrs. Fields as well.
Four Mrs. Fields.
Nice. 97 doesn't know how his mic works.
Yeah. Got to hit the wrong button. Mrs. Fields.
Mrs. Fields.
It is better, isn't it?
So did you really mean the Subway or were you just saying it's trying to be different?
I was trying to be different.
The Mrs. Fields one was amazing.
No, Subway,
it tastes like it had a lot more butter in it.
Maybe because I've always thought Subway cookies are amazing, but maybe it's because you've just had a Subway.
Yeah. Or I would say, at a pure guess, I would say the Mrs. Fields cookies are definitely cooked on site and potentially the Subway cookies come from somewhere.
I've seen them cooking the Subway cookies.
Yeah,
I reckon that's why I bought them. They're smelling them.
The oven. I think they make them in the oven.
Is that an oven or is that just a thing that they
sit in? I'm pretty sure that they do that. Can you find out, 97?
Because I reckon the Mrs. Fields one, because it's not as big a chain, is it? I don't think it is. would probably be made like on site right there, really fresh.
Oh, you hope so. I mean, they taste pretty fresh.
Mm.
Now, the Mrs. Fields, sorry guys, what I was just being a fuckhead.
The thing is, what is fresh when you're talking about a cookie?
Not crunchy.
And so where, surely they can just put ingredients in it that makes it seem fresh.
How? Maybe there's more preservatives in the Subway.
I'll tell you what's fresh. New York, just near Central Park, there's this cookie place.
Oh, that's great.
I'm sure you've been there, Candy.
I don't normally go and like go hang out at cookie places.
No, but there's a cookie place near it. It's like real famous. Yeah. And
the bagel place that's near it is really famous.
They're fat and it's like a piece of cake, but in a cookie.
Brie was telling me, she was listening to our episode with Alex and Mimi.
Subway, yuck.
And she was Mimi was talking about, this great hole in the wall in Venice, talking about it. I was like, oh, really? And Bree's like, you know you've been there. I'm really bad at knowing where I've actually been.
Yeah, I'm with
been.
You. I'm with, except when I'm there and I can see it, then maybe I know.
Well, I'm not good with remembering the names or whatever.
We got no fact of the day. We need to find a new place where we can get a...
So we've got some inside information from one of the workers at Subway. They get the dough pre-packaged and frozen and they put the frozen dough balls into a tray and cook them.
I mean, that's cookie making, isn't it?
Well,
but they're not making them from scratch on site.
It's so they can make consistent...
Yeah,
but this is what I'm cookies. Thinking. So, which means there'd probably be more preservatives in it, and it's not fresh. Yeah,
which is definitely if it's been frozen, it's definitely not fresh.
No,
freshly frozen.
Snap frozen.
What about?
Snap frozen. What the? That's like just freshly picked or
caught. That's what the frozen spinach is.
Yeah,
the one that you can't put into smoothies
without cooking it. Yeah,
yeah.
Oh.
You do that.
No,
Candy, you're a smoothie gal.
I'm not. I only do pineapple.
Did you do smoothies? No.
Never.
That wasn't you. No.
Always pineapple.
A juice?
Yeah, because fresh pineapples have the only natural anti-inflammatory property of any food.
What does that mean?
Good for your voice. So most, and today's an awesome example. It's the first time in like seriously 5 years that my voice is just it's gone.
Did you tackle a bottle of red like JJ the other night?
One?
No.
Yeah, maybe.
What would have happened? Do you reckon a difference between one and two?
Oh, yes.
What would be the main headache?
Good call, because I reckon you hit a point and then everything after that's just
diminishing returns.
Jam, yeah.
Mm. I was watching Perfect Holiday and I texted Hamish, Andy, Ryan. Guys, this is the best thing I've ever heard. Going just real hard with everyone. I was just like afterwards.
Did you regret in the morning?
No. Message Ben Fordham about his dad passing away. Just fucking like just messaging everyone.
Got on the text.
Yeah,
it's the thing is, it's actually how you feel. So you are.
I was like, it was a bit easier. I'm like, oh, I've been meaning to do this. Fuck, it's a bit easier.
I don't know
easier.
Why texting is easier when we're drinking. I'm with you on that. I've been wanting to say that thing, but I'll just say it now.
Yeah.
Just like, just bulk. And everyone like wrote back. It was all nice.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't have known.
Yeah. I mean, it was just like, and I also stand by. It was also really good. Perfect Holiday.
Oh, it was a great show.
Funny. Did you watch it on catch up?
Yeah, I watched that night. Uh-huh. It finished at 8:30. I started watching it at 8:31. Mm-hmm. Amazed that I could actually, it actually gave me faith in television. So the networks in Australia, there's very few. And compared to the States, there's like so many networks. In Australia, there's like, the big four? Mm-hmm. No, three
seven,
plus,
nine, 10.
Plus ABC and SBS.
All the digital channels.
Yeah.
They're actually making the play, which they have to, into the digital space. So you can watch everything that you wanted, but you don't have to have a TV signal anymore.
See, Scott Tweedy's finished up on the loop.
Yeah. Oh, has he?
Yeah. Congratulations, Scott.
I can't believe you didn't message him when you were coming.
No, I didn't.
He's going overseas. He's got a bottle overseas. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Text him out, see what's up.
Yeah, no, have a bottle and then.
Oh, yeah. No.
It feels like I don't know how TV network stuff works. I know what time of year everything changes in radio, and it's always just before the radio awards because otherwise everyone gets drunk at the awards and tells each other everything. But in TV, this must be the time, because have you noticed that so many people, like Sonia Kruger just left Channel 9.
Do you reckon, is Sonia going to
That's a speculation. Big Brother? No. Oh.
Did I hear that from someone?
I thought the speculation she's going to 7, but doesn't 10 have Big Brother?
No, 7 now has Big Brother.
Oh, then maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know, mate.
And was it 97?
I don't watch TV.
Was it you that's saying that Australian Open's moving to Channel 9?
Yeah, so the tennis and the cricket swapped networks this year.
What that deal would be worth is ridiculous. hundreds of millions. They spend so much money.
But that's
money
all
on that.
That's the only way that sport grows and makes money is through these network deals. Mm. So
I want to understand KO. I nearly pressed subscribe on KO.
Was that Sunday night?
You would have got 30 days free, don't worry.
No, well, the way they do it, they say 15 days free and you can't get out of the first, like you're out of pocket at least $24. It's not one of those ones whereas if you cancel within the, you can't cancel within your first month or something.
I have a hack.
Oh,
so,
tell
me. Maybe I don't know how much I should say it. Twitch. You guys, are you familiar?
Yeah.
So Twitch is moving very much into the sports space now and building all these relationships, and Twitch is free. So I got a Chromecast the other day, attach it to my TV, and now I can watch things that are normally only on subscription TV.
So people are streaming them on their Twitch accounts.
But it's legit though, right?
I'm not doing anything illegal. It's just that it's available on Twitch.
Oh, that's good. CNN. So I bought the Apple TV 4K or whatever. And because I wanted to do it for Disney Plus and all that sort of thing, all these things that are coming out. And they said CNN on the box because I love a bit of like watching traumatic television. And anyway, not available in Australia, which I thought was weird.
Oh, that's
right. Yeah. Annoying. And so it was like.
Full Scott Tweedy. Let's move overseas. We're going to go back to the States. We got visas, so we can go back.
Yeah, we could give it a crack.
And I don't think they're probably not onto us for anything that we did untoward in the States, are they?
We tried edibles, marijuana. We did
I saw your secret video coming out, but I didn't see the video.
It actually has had
it's
more
pretty
views.
Unbelievable.
It had more, it had more views than our normal episodes.
Yeah, you teased it quite well.
Yeah.
People love a secret.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, but it's also, it's a good, like, it's a good one to keep private.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it?
Well, we know
it's
very damaging.
Yeah. Well, no, just, it's like just another, well, it's just not legal here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was interesting. Yeah.
Anyway.
Are we going to, we won't open that back up.
No. What? The.
The secret video.
The secret
sort of
video.
Closed it,
look, you know, we're suckers for people who want to see our stuff. Yeah. So if you email us, I don't know.
Hi at thedailytalkshow.com if you email
There's
us.
There's a chance you might be able to see.
Leave us an Apple Podcast review if you enjoyed the show.
Yeah.
If you didn't like this show, that's okay.
Tomorrow, we're back.
Yeah, we're back.
And then the following day. Yeah,
every single day. Tomorrow, Adam and Simon from Gogglebox. I wanted to ask them all these questions and they've already told me, they're like, we can't give all the secrets away with how they do Gogglebox.
Yeah.
So, reality TV, isn't it?
Yeah, well,
yeah, you
how do you think they do it? Do you reckon there's a camera operator?
It, that's for sure because it's on telly.
I think there's just cameras set up.
Do you reckon they press on record?
They do.
Yeah. Do you reckon or do you think?
Or it's like Big Brother.
I mean, actually,
no,
I take that back because it's always clear, good shots and like normal people wouldn't know how to make sure it's definitely set up with the same perfect clear shots. So now I'm not sure.
Well, we tomorrow we're not talking about that with them, but we're talking about a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah, great. It's the Daily Talk Show. See you tomorrow, guys.
See you guys.